Middle names. The other day, I met an individual who had no middle name. Wow, I said to myself, this is a little bit unusual. My curiosity was piqued. So I've done a little research on middle names. It turns out that in our American society, it's very unusual not to have a middle name. 95% of us have middle names. Middle names are a fascinating blend of personal, familial, and cultural identity. Middle names serve various purposes. One is honor and tradition. Many middle names honor a family member or ancestor. It's a way to preserve family ties and heritage. Or religious significance. In certain cultures, middle names are religious, often after saints or figures important to the family's faith. In Catholicism, for instance, children are often given a saint's name as their middle name. And finally, differentiation. Where certain first and last names are common, a middle name helps distinguish between individuals. The use of middle names can be traced back to Roman times. The modern concept of a middle name didn't emerge widely in Western societies until the 18th century, with noble families and royalty adopting the practice first. The idea then spread to other social classes. Americans' penchant to have middle names is similar to other Western societies like the UK and Australia. However, this pattern is not repeated around the world. In countries like China, Japan, and Korea, the concept of middle names is rare. In India, middle names are sometimes used, often reflecting religious or regional traditions, though they are not universal. In some African countries, middle names can be important cultural identifiers, reflecting lineage, birth order, or tribal affiliations. On the other end of the spectrum, in countries like Mexico and Spain, it's not uncommon to have multiple middle names. Naming conventions often include the mother's maiden name as an additional part of their full name. Yet in America, 95% of us have middle names, yet 5% of us do not. Harry S. Truman is perhaps the most famous American without a true middle name. The S in his name doesn't stand for anything specific. It was a compromise between his grandfather's names, Anderson Ship Truman and Solomon Young. To honor both grandfathers, his parents gave him the middle initial S, but it doesn't represent a full middle name. In fact, there's no period after the S. The S was just an initial, not an abbreviation for a name in Truman's case. Despite the quirkiness of the S, it has become an iconic part of his identity, often emphasized in political and historic contexts. Other notable individuals without middle names include George Washington. The first U.S. president didn't have a middle name, as it was less common at the time. Ulysses S. Grant. Interestingly, Grant was born Hiram Ulysses Grant. The S in his name came from a clerical error when he was nominated to West Point, and it stuck. Some parents choose not to give their child a middle name for simplicity, or because they feel the first and last names are strong enough on their own. The best known book about the concept of no middle name is entitled No Middle Name, The Complete Collected Jack Reacher Short Stories by Lee Child, released in 2017. No Middle Name emphasizes Reacher's lone wolf identity as he doesn't conform to traditional norms, much like his lack of a middle name, a subtle statement about his independent nature. In American culture, middle names are often chosen because of their classic, enduring nature or because they honor family members. Middle names like Marie or Grace for girls and James or William for boys are frequently used due to their simplicity and timeless appeal. What, you may ask, are the least popular middle names? It's hard to quantify the least popular middle names because there are so many unique, rare, or creative names chosen for middle names. However, some categories that might encompass less popular names include uncommon or obsolete names. Names like Agnes, Eustace, Gertrude, or Hiram have fallen out of favor in modern times. or invented or highly unusual names. Names that are highly unique or even invented by parents are naturally less common. For example, names that are extremely modern, such as Brawley or Zion. And finally, names tied to specific cultural or historic references, middle names that may have been popular in past generations, but are less common today, such as Theophilus or Cornelius, are often rare. Holy cow! The research I've done says that Cornelius is the least popular middle name in America today, or at a minimum, a strong competitor for that title. Well, guess what? My middle name was Cornelius. Yes, indeed. It turns out that the middle name Cornelius has roots in ancient Rome and comes from the Latin Cornelius, a family name meaning horn or of a horn. The name was born by a prominent Roman family, which included several notable figures in Roman history. As a middle name, Cornelius has historically been used in various cultures, particularly in Dutch and Irish communities. In the U.S., it was more popular in earlier centuries, often passed down through families. It has an old-fashioned, somewhat aristocratic feel. Cornelius as a middle name can signify a connection to heritage, family tradition, or a nod to classical roots. It also has religious significance in Christianity, as Cornelius was a Roman centurion in the New Testament who was converted by St. Peter and is considered the first Gentile to convert to Christianity. From the unique middle name of Cornelius, I got the nickname of Neil, which is a solid contemporary nickname. However, during my childhood, some of my classmates chose to tease me by calling me corny. Unfortunately, kids often latch onto anything that seems different or uncommon, and a name like Cornelius certainly stood out. Being teased shaped how I felt about my name and my identity, especially when I was a young kid. In fact, since childhood, I've never ever wanted to share my middle name with anyone for fear that they would make fun of me and call me corny. That feeling persists even today. This is the first time that I've shared my middle name with a broad audience. Bottom line, yes, one's middle name can evoke a sense of uniqueness and pride, knowing that the name carries historical weight and a story of its own. However, based on my personal experience, I would hope that parents select middle names that do not easily lend themselves to teasing, especially at a young age. As adults, we gain perspective on the value of individuality. My hope also is that names like Cornelius can become symbols of distinction rather than discomfort later in life.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.